Welcome to another episode of Resilience with me, your host, Carolina Mestre. And I want to thank you one more time for choosing me, for stay here, for listening what I have to say. You know, I value time so much that it means the world that you decide to tune it on this episode and say, I want to listen what she have to say. So thank you so much for being here with me. Today episode name is The Real You, The Real Yourself, who you are. And I want to start by telling you that you and I are masters artists who have the opportunity to breathe new colors, shading, and perspective into the life of other artists who are struggling with their oils, brushes, and canvases. Wow. I like to tell this to me over and over, pretty much every time I get a chance, because I have a lot of people that I admire. I have a lot of people that pretty much influence the way that I start acting in my life, the way that I decide to choose my dreams. And when I feel that way, when I feel that it's leaders out there that can help you to be better, to motivate you to do things that you really enjoy, it makes me realize that I want to do the same for others as same they did to me, because it's amazing to know that you're going to find people in the world that are going to play a huge role in the things that you're going to enjoy in life. And of course, I love to share my experience with the people that I know, with the people that are around me. And talking about the true yourself, the real you, is a name that really inspired me, is a name that really feel connected with me and the person that I becoming, because every day I feel that it's getting better and better, and I getting really close to the person I want to be in my life. I want to tell you too that it's okay to allow yourself to be the person that you truly are, and it's okay to feel proud of being who you are, because you are free. You are free. What a word. You are free. I like to think as a free bird. I like to think of the word free as you can be pretty much whatever you want to be in life. But there is a few things that you need to know before feeling free. There's something that say that all of us use a cover when we present ourselves to the world, that we don't present ourselves the way that we truly are, because we are afraid of being judged, of show the world who we are. And I like to talk about the me of Fred that represent a huge pools, a huge pools of things, or not things, impulse and emotions that want to get it out of the unconscious mind. It means that what make us act the way that we act, or why you choose a favorite color, or why you talk the way that you talk, or things that pretty much describe us. And according to Fred, Fred Sidmon is one of the best guys out there. He's one of my first mentors that I becoming obsessed about the way that the brain works. And in case you didn't know, I just want to let you know that long, long, long time ago, I studied psychology, but I never ended. But it was something that I always want to do with my life because I love the way that our brain works. I love to study the brain. I love to know what we act the way that we act. And to me, it's a privilege and an honor to be here with you today, sharing my knowledge so you can learn, you can start to using the tools to understand your behavior. Because remember, the purpose of this podcast is to make you a better person, a better you. So according to Fred Simon, we all using masks. And these masks are the ones that protect us of the fear, protect us for the danger that we have every day in our lives. And it makes sense if we think about the way that we show ourselves or behave ourselves in front of others when we are in the outside world. But the true yourself is the one that it don't get afraid, it don't feel shameless, it's pretty much feel worthy, it pretty much feel sure about the things that do, about the things that believe. It have the trust in itself. And it's not the true you that is looking for approval or acceptance from the outside world. And this is why many times we meet people and we say why or how this person have this confidence in themselves. How? I'm pretty sure that you have been met someone that you always wondering, but how she or he do it? How? I love this type of people, by the way. I love when people are confident about themselves because they make me feel that I can be myself around them. I can feel that they not pretending to be somebody else. They are just who they are. And they motivated me. They made me feel like it's okay to be yourself. It's okay. It's nothing is going to happen because you show yourself. And these kind of people are the ones that embrace their imperfections. And I like to think that when you love yourself the way that you are, when you are confident about your feelings, your things, your ideas, your habits, the things that you do in your everyday life, when you are sure about those things, when you are confident about them, it makes your true self be confident out of the world because you know who you are. You don't worry about what people think or say about you. Because you are in all the secure that nobody is perfect. And then you don't chase perfection. You don't want to be like somebody else. You want to be different. You want to be yourself. Because at the end of the day, being the same is boring. Well, that's what I think. It's boring to be the same. I remember when they first sneakers, New Balance started becoming a hit again. I think they named the dad shoes. Yes, the dad shoes. Everywhere I go, I saw people wearing New Balance. And I was like, oh, what's going on here? Are they comfortable? And some people told me they are not comfortable, but everybody is wearing them right now. They are on trend. And in my mind, I'm like, so you buy them because everybody's wearing them? It makes you look poor. That's what I think. It makes you look like you in an army. That's what I think. And then I end up buying them, of course. But I buy them, but I return them the same day because when I put them on my feet, I realize how bad they look on myself because I have a small foot. So I was thinking, they don't look good on me. They don't look okay. I don't feel comfortable wearing them. But yes, I fall on the trend because everybody have them. I have, you know, I have to be pretty much cool. That's what we think when we're trying to fit in a world. But I realized that no, those are not my shoes. No. No, that shoes over here. Let me stay with the Nikes. I love Nike shoes. Especially if they different. Because I like to be different. But anyways, I'm sure that today's episode make you think about your gifts, the things that make you different and stop wearing masks. You don't have to be afraid anymore. You can be whatever you want to be. It's safe. Nobody cares. And if people cares, and I always say this, if people cares, it's because they feel uncomfortable around you. And that's what happens when you are confident about who you are. People get uncomfortable. And I always say, I like to talk about the shadow, because one time I learned that when people feel uncomfortable around you for no reason, it's because you are battering their shadow, which means that there is something about you that they don't have. And we're gonna talk more about the shadow theory, because I have a lot about to say about it. But if people like to judge what you're doing with your life, how you do it, why you doing, it's because they don't have nothing else to do with their life. That can tell you a lot about the person problems. And when you stop worrying about what other may think or may say about you, that's when you becoming free. That's when you becoming who you are. Your true self can be out there safe, behaving the way that they want to behave. I remember before, long time ago, I always worry about what other people think. I always worry about what they're going to say. But one time I realized that those people don't pay my bills. Those people don't do nothing to make me feel that I should be worrying about what they have to say about me. And the day that I realized that, that's the day that I start to say, I want to pursue my dreams. I want to be this person. I want to do this with my life. I want to be free. And I hope you feel the same way one more time, because it's nothing more satisfying in life than be who you are without judgment, without feeling that stress, that what people can say. Thank you so much for being here with me today. Thank you for your time. I hope that you enjoy this episode.